We have Carolyn Leavitt, one of the candidates for 1st Congressional District. Thanks for being back, Republican. Thank you, Carolyn. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. I'd say, yeah, you're right. It's the first time you've been on since the New Year. How's the campaign going?
It's going really well. Thank you for asking. Actually, it's going extraordinarily well. We smashed our fundraising record again last quarter. We have a ton of events planned, one in Atkinson next month, another in Londonderry, another in Hampton. So we're getting out there. We're raising good money, getting our conservative message. And as I'm sure you saw, the new St. Anselm College poll, my alma mater, Pappas, is underwater. He is going to lose. He continues to side with this administration. So this is the year to beat him and to elect a true conservative to our delegation. And I'm going to keep working hard to make sure we do just that.
Let me ask you, you know, we have this Supreme Court story, and Matt Maurer was on earlier, one of your opponents in this race in the 1st Congressional District Republican. And while you or he or whoever wins this race ultimately or takes on Chris Pappas, whoever the member of Congress, you would not have a vote as a member of the House, but the Supreme Court process is in the Senate side. But you have a say. You have a say. And I've said earlier, and I want to know what you philosophically think. I don't think the Justice Breyer decision to retire because the progressive left isn't trying to get him to do this for a long time should be a big surprise. And one thing a president does, and President Trump had three nominees, it's one of the most important things a president can do is make a Supreme Court nominee, a judicial nominee. But the circus that happened, especially during the Kavanaugh and a little bit on the Justice Barrett, was the most embarrassing. I felt bad for the nominees and their families, in particular the Kavanaugh family. I don't know Justice Kavanaugh. I'm not defending him. But the way the Democrats in that hearing and how they began trying to disrupt the hearings, it was the most juvenile delinquent display of people elected to Congress I've ever seen. I thought it was a complete embarrassment to the point where who would even want to be a nominee? And Caroline Leavitt, we've seen it in New Hampshire when Governor Sununu was trying to get Gordon McDonald to be the next state Supreme Court justice for the executive council. So are you as a Republican hopeful that whoever the president puts up, the White House, if it's a credible nominee, credentials, which is what it should be on, you may not agree with the person politically at all. Do you believe it should be a more proper decorum and civil process versus the circus we saw with the Trump nominees?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I was there in the Trump White House when we pushed through Amy Coney Barrett, and it was no easy feat. We had to get the votes. We had to earn the public's support. We had to, of course, one of my roles was fighting with the media to make sure that they gave her a fair shake, because what they did to Kavanaugh was egregious. And you're right. This is what the left does. We don't usually see this out of conservatives. So, of course, as you mentioned, I won't have a say on this matter with a vote, but I would like to see a true legal scholar, someone who abides by our Constitution, respects our Constitution, and if they have the proper credentials and they've proven themselves over their career, it's not easy to be a judge, then I would certainly support that individual, whoever it may be, right? We haven't even seen a list of names. Breyer hasn't even officially really announced his retirement, mm-hmm. But I would also like to add, it's very convenient timing for the Biden White House, this retirement, with the debacle in Afghanistan still lingering, with this whole narrative surrounding Russia and Ukraine, with Biden's approvals just absolutely through the water. Sure, you saw he mouthed off a Fox News reporter recently. That wasn't a great look for the president. So he's tanking on all fronts. And I think the leak, because it was a leak, and I'm sure it came from the Biden camp to really change the media's narrative on this, is quite interesting. But we'll have to see who they put forward. But yes, what happened to Kavanaugh was disgusting. But unfortunately, that's the unhinged behavior we see from the Democrat Party all of the time now.
Carolyn Leavitt, you worked in the Trump White House on the media side. Matt Maurer served the State Department. He's been had an open line to the former president. 2022, the midterms are the goal here, not talking about 2024. Are you seeking President Trump? Do you want him to get involved in this primary here? Do you think he will? How important is an endorsement of one of these candidates? Or do you think he'll stay clear in the House primary until the nominee is picked?
Look, I've said it before, I said it again, I'll say it again. It would be an honor to have former President Trump's endorsement. Worked for him directly in the White House, worked for his press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, worked for Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as her spokeswoman. She has since endorsed my campaign. She did endorse my opponent, Maurer, last time. So I know the president wants to back a winner in this race. He wants to see someone who can actually beat Pappas in the general election, and as do I. And I know many people in New Hampshire do, too. And we're really focused on that with my campaign. reaching out to demographics that we need to win over in order to beat the Democrats in November, particularly women, particularly young people. I'm 24, Jack, as you know. I would be the youngest ever elected, when I'm elected, rather. So we need to make sure we're reaching out to young voters, targeting demographics that can really make up the difference against the Democrats. So we'll see if President Trump weighs in on this race. I have, you know, been in contact with him and his people. I know they like what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue to do it.
Best way to learn more about the campaign?
Sure. CarolineForCongress.com. Thanks for asking. And it's Caroline with a K for anyone listening. And like I said, we're hosting a lot of great events and fundraisers in the coming months. I would love to see everyone there. And I'm going to keep shaking hands, kissing babies, raising money. And I really feel like we're going to win this thing.
All right, Caroline, love it. Thank you very much for joining us, GMI Studios. We'll get you back again soon.
Thank you, Jack.